With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. For the first time, Memphis is seeing National Guard troops as part of President Trump's federal task force. More from correspondent Ken Lormond.
President Trump has sent or discussed sending troops to other cities as well, including Baltimore, the District of Columbia, New Orleans, and the California cities of Oakland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The federal government says the troops support immigration agents and protect federal property.
The Guard troops in Memphis remain under the command of Republican Governor Bill Lee, who supports their use to further a federal crackdown on crime. At Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, resident Mayan Elisi says the wait for the remaining hostages has left her feeling tense and unsettled.
I'm here because I couldn't sleep all night. It's been a few nights that we can't sleep. We want them back, and we feel that everything is just hanging on a thread, and I can't heal. None of us can. I feel that I just cannot breathe anymore. I can't proceed with my life since that happened. I need them back.
Plans to revive the Keystone XL pipeline are back on the table.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Tennessee say the blast that leveled an explosive plant Friday was felt for miles around, killing 16 people and leaving no survivors. The explosion left a smoldering wreck of twisted metal and burned out vehicles at the Accurate Energetic Systems plant, which supplies explosives for the military. This is SRN News. Americans are talking about gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly 1 in 4 over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization's been turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made this simple complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC because they oppose gay marriage and transgenderism as well. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Joni Ernst says the government shutdown is harming vulnerable Americans.
This is what is so outrageous to me, is that the Democrats have been voting no against a clean, continuing resolution to fund our government, knowing that they are putting service members at risk, knowing that the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children program, is going to run out of funds any day now, and young women won't be able to feed their children.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, the senator has this message for her Democrat colleagues on Capitol Hill.
There are so many issues right now. We can solve it by opening up the federal government and then continuing discussions about what the Democrats would like to see in long-term funding.
The Iowa Republican made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.